It is 95 degrees in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Several downtown Nashville businesses are appealing their eye-popping tax bills after the value of their properties increased sharply. This morning, it was Acme Feed and Seed's turn. The bar posted on social media asking patrons to keep the business in their thoughts and prayers as it heads to its first appeal. Acme's tax bill jumped from about $130,000 to $600,000. Owner Tom Morales tells WSMV he hopes a new system can help distinguish between businesses in historic buildings and slick new high-rises. He says if the tax bill can't be reduced, the business may be forced to shutter. Knox County is joining at least 100 local governments across the country in breaking ties with tech companies like Flock Safety and their automatic license plate readers. County commissioners unanimously voted last night to remove the devices within 30 days and delete data from the cameras unless it's part of an active criminal investigation. The ordinance also prohibits the renewal of any contract with the company that provides the equipment. Dozens of people spoke in opposition to the cameras, including Hallmarie Gowdy.
I do feel like there's an invisible person watching me. There's someone I can't see, someone I don't know, and who I'm just supposed to trust has my best interests at heart.
The ordinance is in response to the sheriff's office's request to install an additional 270 Flock cameras earlier this summer. State officials have given a key approval to plans to build a new water treatment plant on the Duck River. The Tennessee Local Development Authority recently voted to approve a request from Columbia Power and Water. It's not the final approval for the plant, but the Tennessee Lookout reports that decision does give the utility the go-ahead to issue $315 million in debt using a state loan program. The proposed facility is controversial for several reasons. The Duck River is considered the nation's most biodiverse waterway. Environmentalists have been raising the alarm about the way water draws and treatment plants in communities along the Duck River put its health at risk. Then there's the financial impact on Maury County residents. If the new treatment plant is built, their water bills are expected to rise by as much as 20% per year over the next 5 years to pay for the facility. Local officials say more capacity is needed because of the community's growth.